This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
To come before you tonight, hallelujah, that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you, humble and also under your mighty hand today. Just thank you and praise you for who you are, that you are God, and besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. We're ever so grateful and thankful, precious Father, to be here in the land of living. We are so grateful and thankful to be on top of the ground not on top of us. Now, precious Father, as we get out of the way that you may have, no way you today, hide us behind Calvary's cross, anoint us with clay, use us for our glory in the name of Jesus. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will hinder the word of God from going forth in Jesus' precious and holy name. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you in advance for answering requests, honoring requests and answering prayers, and most of all, for salvation to go forth in the name of Jesus. Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor this day, this night, and forevermore. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible with me, I would like for you to open it up to the book of Proverbs, third chapter, and we'll be looking at verses 21 through 26. The book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 21 through 26. And the word of God reads, "My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Teach sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. Then shall thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yet thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken." Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. Tonight we're going to talk about seeking godly wisdom in decision making. Seeking godly wisdom in decision making. Here in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, hallelujah, praise the Lord, the book of Proverbs was written by Solomon, the son of King David. Solomon was blessed of the Lord. Solomon was, hallelujah, he was a king that after David, his father, who was a man after God's own heart, wanted to build the temple for the Lord. And God told David that he couldn't build it, that his son Solomon would build it. Solomon was a man of wisdom. There was a time where God asked him, what is there that he would like for him to do? And he said he wanted wisdom. He didn't want gold, silver, amen. He didn't want a big name for himself, but he wanted to be a wise man. And he was a man that was wise, that God used to write the book of Proverbs and also the book of Ecclesiastes. Solomon. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So tonight again, we are talking about seeking godly wisdom in decision making. Here in the book of Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 7, it says, wisdom is the principal thing. So therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. If you want wisdom and understanding in your life, you have to pursue it. A lot of times we want knowledge, but knowledge without understanding is not good. Knowledge with understanding is good. And the Bible says, my people is destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. So knowledge is essential and important in order for you to become wise. If there is an investment that we should make as people of God and as people in general, we should consider reading more, researching more, and hallelujah, interpreting what we read so that we can gain knowledge. Because knowledge is important in these days and ages that we are living in. Especially in the year of 2020. It is the computer technology age. We can get knowledge at the click of a mouse on a computer. Hardly the click of a button. It is possible to, because of the technology that we have today. But tonight we are talking about godly wisdom. Bible says that we lack wisdom, first to ask God for it, and he'll give it to us liberally. He'll give it to us because that's how much he loves us. So if we want to be wise in God's eyes, not in our eyes, we should ask him for wisdom. The word of God also says, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is the way of death or the way of destruction. So here again, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening in and those that be listening in at a later date, as believers of Christ, our overall direction in life is determined by our commitment to God. And we must remember to ask him to direct our lives. I'm going to say that again. As believers of Christ, our overall direction in life is determined by our commitment to God. And we must remember to ask him to direct our lives. A lot of times we come up with plans on our own. We have to remember to include God in the plan. Because the Bible says them that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. We also remember, brothers and sisters in Christ, that we've been bought with a price. So we're not alone anymore. We don't belong to ourselves. No, we belong to God. God has drafted us in. Hallelujah. He has drafted us into his family, in the beloved family of God. So Romans 12, verse 1 and 2 says, brethren, by the mercies of God, that we present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of our minds. So the least that we can do is present our bodies as a living sacrifice to God, because God owns us. Yes, he has allowed us to still be here in the land of the living. He has allowed us to be on top of the ground and the ground not on top of us. That in itself is a blessing. Each and every day, he extends grace, mercy, and love upon our lives. I don't know about y'all tonight, but I am thankful and grateful that he woke us up this morning. He sent us on our way. Hallelujah. Isn't that a blessing? Some people didn't wake up. Some people is not here to tell it, but we're still here. We're still breathing air. We still have a reasonable bill of health. We're still moving around. We have our limbs working properly on our bodies. We are found in our right mind as we put on the mind of Christ. That in itself, there's no reason for us to be complaining. Hallelujah, because God is good and he's worthy to be praised. So God, in his divine wisdom and understanding, he will direct us through the wisdom he gives us, through the word of God, and through his wise biblical counsel from his servants. Seeking God's wisdom in decision-making is something as a believer of Christ that we should consider. In the book of James, chapter 1, verse 5, again, it says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth shall be given him. See, God is good. All we got to do is cast our cares upon him because he cared for us. So if you lack wisdom and you want wisdom as a child of God, ask God about it. Because every good and perfect gift comes from above. All of your wisdom as a believer of Christ should be in harmony with God's law and his plan. All of them. Sometimes the only time we approach God concerning a decision is when it seems real hard. But the simple one, the one that's not so hard, he wants us to approach him with it. He wants us to come boldly to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. In that name that's above every other name. And that is the name of Jesus. So all of our decisions should be based upon, hallelujah, an alignment in harmony with God's word, with God's law, and God's plan. Yes, God has a plan for each and every one of his children. We can't leave them out of any decision that we make. He should be priority. He should be the first that we go to when there's a decision to be made. Yes, we should pray for God's guidance, and we should study the word of God to see what it says about the decisions we are facing. In the book of 2 Timothy 2 and 15, it says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Every answer to every question is in the word of God. Every decision that we are faced with, the answer is in his word. All we got to do is get into it for ourselves. Study it. Memorize scriptures. Let it go from our head all the way to the depths of our heart. Let us gain knowledge with understanding so that we be able to discern what is of God and what is not. We need God's wisdom, especially in the days that we are living in. In the year of 2020, it is a year, just the beginning of birth pains that we are experiencing on the earth. We need God's wisdom. We need his direction for our lives. Here in the book of Proverbs, this book is designed to teach us prudence, judgment and understanding and the wisdom in making good decisions. Yes, there will be decisions that we have to make on a daily basis. Some of them will be good decisions. Some of them will be bad. But all together, it should work out for our good. You see, Romans 8:28 says, but we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose. Every godly man or woman put in the word of God that when they were faced with problems, didn't know which way to go. They seek the Lord. They seek him. They search for him before making a decision. Godly decision has to be done according to God's word and according to those that God may have led to cross path with us. There are mentors that we can talk to in confidence, because experience is the best teacher. Experience will help you when you don't know which way to go, when your back is against the wall and foremost, because he's the one that has our best interests in mind. So we serve an awesome God here tonight. The word also says in Proverbs 1:5, a wise man will hear and will increase in learning, and a man of understanding shall obtain unto wise counsel. So if you want to be wise, be quick to hear and slow to speak, but increase in your learning. Study the word of God. Get into godly readings. Go to the Christian bookstore and find books of Christian authors that have on how the word of God have worked in their life. Glean from them. Learn. Put it to action in your life and see if God won't come through for you. I remember a wise man will hear and will increase his learning, and a man of understanding shall obtain unto wise counsel. Again, we are talking about seeking godly wisdom in decision making. Just for a reminder here tonight, follow learning, that the word of God advises us that in Proverbs 11:14, it says, where there is no counsel, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening in, remember, different people will likely have different information, different opinions, different perspectives. They can give you a broader understanding of the situation and circumstances that you're going through and into. Sometimes, child of God, it is not always easy to see the hidden expectation, agenda that you are making when trying to solve different problems or circumstances in your life. Sometimes it is very helpful to get other people that has your best interests in mind to help you evaluate the situation that you are in. Sometimes you may find that they may have crops, that path that you are entering in, and be able to give you godly advice, advice that will help you along the way, advice that will give you things to consider what about what you are in at this particular moment. So seeking godly wisdom in decision making is a good thing for a believer of Christ with all the facts in hand. Then you will be able to, then you can continue and begin to brainstorm your various options that can solve the problem or provide the solution with the best solution with opportunity. Weigh out the options, weed out the worst ideas, and carefully examine the better ones. Because good decisions require accurately process information. Good decision, good godly decision, requires accurate process information based upon what is being talked about or considered. Technology, again, has made it so easy for us to gather information. But the human mind must still analyze the data that we get through research on computers, tablets, iPads, and so on. And we must make the best decision based upon the information that have been provided. People of God, believers of Christ, trust the Lord, trust God, because that the decision you make is going to work out for your good. Again, the word says in Romans 8:28, and we know that God causes everything to work together for the good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. Since you are a believer in Christ, God is going to use everything that happened to you as his child for your good. That's good to know and have the confidence of knowing that God has our best interest in mind. He knows the beginning before the end. He knows how to bring you out when you are at a place where you are stationary. Don't know when you are at a place, don't know which way to go. That's when you have to go immediately in prayer. Pray. Luke 18, verse 1 says, men ought to always pray and don't faint. Ask the Lord for confirmation, for him to. If he speak once, he'll speak twice. The word says, out of two or three witnesses, the word is established. Don't move until you get a sure word from God and that is in line with his word. Because if God said it, he'll bring it to pass. God is not like man or the Son of Man that he should repent. If he said it, he will do it. Because that's the type of God that we serve. We serve a merciful God. We serve a God that sits high and look low. A God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. So again, tonight we are talking about seeking godly wisdom in decision making. Making your plans, child of God, Make your plan God's plan. Let your plan always bring you into it. In Jesus' name. Commit your actions to the Lord. and your plan will succeed. You see, the Bible says that we can't do nothing without him. So when we include God in the plan, he is partner with us in the plan for us in order for it to be successful. God knows sometimes there's a way that seems right unto a man or woman, but then there could be the way of destruction or the way of death. God knows every hidden agenda. The pathway may seem clear to us, but God knows what lies ahead of us. So when we include him in everything we say, in everything that we do and say, he will make sure, hallelujah, by his divine intervention, to allow us for us to be overcomers. But we got to still go through the process because he is the potter and we are the clay. He is the one that's making us, breaking us, stretching us, making us into the vessel, molding us into the vessels that he wants us to be, so that we may be his mouthpiece, his hands and feet. But we do need wisdom. And in these times that we are living in, we need godly wisdom. We need the wisdom of God. All of God's promises in Jesus, in him are yea, and in him are amen, in Christ Jesus. So when we say, Lord, have your way with this situation that I am in, let your divine will be done, then there will be success because we turn it over to him. Remember what I said earlier, for to cast all our cares upon the Lord, for he cared for us. Yes, the God that we serve, he sits high, he looks low, he knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. And for that, we are grateful. But God reminds us in the Word, in the book of Hebrews, around the 13th chapter, around the 5th verse, it says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You see, when God's will is done in our lives, and it is very successful, then God gets the glory in it. When we don't include God into the plan, you see, God gets no glory from you as a child of his family. He received no honor by not coming through for his children. So we must include him in our decision, in our godly decision, in our decision making. Success to God may not always look the way we envision it to look. So it's best for us not to be concerned about it with the details. Instead, we should focus on placing our whole hope and full hope and faith and desire in God and trust that he will show up on our behalf. And indeed, in his time, God is a God that is not too early or not too late. He's a God that's always on time. Seeking godly wisdom in decision making, God can make a way when everything look impossible. When it look impossible to man, it is an opportunity for God to step in and make it possible. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 19, it says, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it will spring up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland or in the desert place." Sometimes when we are faced with a decision, we can often feel like there is no option before us. Whereas there are, in fact, many options, but we don't see it. Because in our mind, we believe that's the only option. But when we step back and we put it in the Lord's hand and let God totally do what is best, because he do things behind the scenes that you have never thought of or ever imagined. We may have overlooked something. God knows about it. He knows our thoughts. He knows what is troubling us. That's why the Bible says in John 14, verse 1, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also." Remember, believers of Christ, God is able to create new and better path for your life. Beloved, every day, with God's help, it is a brand new one. You see, God's faithfulness is great, and his mercy begins afresh every morning. The decisions you made yesterday, the ones you will make today, and the ones that you have yet to be made on tomorrow are all covered in the Lord's mercy. His grace, his mercy. That's why we can't get stuck in a rut, because one day is different from another. That's why it says, "Harden not your heart this day," because this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We can't be moved by emotions, by feelings. We have to be moved by what the Word of God is saying, being led by the Holy Ghost. We are not immune to not having trouble. But through it all, God promised that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He promised to be there in it with us so that we can go through all the way. And then we'll be able to testify. But God came through for me. That's why the Bible says that we become overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. So we need to take the time to let go of what has passed in order to use the wisdom of God, the wisdom of God's word, the wisdom of God in our decision making for the day. And don't worry about tomorrow. Again, in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, it says, "For us to trust in the Lord, rely on him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Seeking God in wisdom in decision making, it is something that we must do each and every day of our lives. Here in the beginning of the book of Proverbs, chapter 1, verse 1 through 5, it says the proverb of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, judgment, and justice, and equality, to give prudence to the simple, to the young man, knowledge, and discretion. Here is our key verse. Here it says, a wise man will hear and will increase in learning, and a man of understanding shall obtain unto wise counsel. Seeking godly wisdom in decision making is one that want to be wise in God's eyes, not in our eyes, because our little finite man can only think so far. Our little finite man can only contain so much, but God is limitless. He knows it all. He can do it all, because all power is in his hand. Again here, after reading the word of God in the book of Proverbs, chapter 1, verse 1 through 5, here is the purpose statement for the book of Proverbs. These wise statements are originally assembled into one document in order to instruct in wisdom, in instruction, and discretion, so that God's people would lead lives of care, forethought, and make decisions based on the knowledge of God and not of man. As believers of Christ, we have both the ability and responsibility to live wisely. Be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove, as we go about our daily chores, our daily lives, because we have access to God and his word. That is a blessing in itself. Again, child of God, it is one thing to know how you ought to live wisely, and it's another thing to actually live wisely according to God's word. Seeking God's godly wisdom in decision making, it is a responsibility that we must do on our own. You see, wisdom is the capacity to see things from God's perspective and to respond according to scriptural principle. Those who walk in wisdom received the Father's direction for their lives. No one is better qualified to guide your step or lead you to the right path than God himself. That's why, again, according to Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, thus trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all of thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path, seeking godly wisdom in decision making on your part. When we walk in divine wisdom, we can rest assured that the Lord is always with us. We can rest assured that the Lord will allow us to enter, will not allow us to enter into any situation or circumstances that he has not already anticipated, nor will he permit a circumstance unless he has the intention to use it for our good. That's good to know that God got you. He has you in his hand. He will not put on you more than you can bear. God knows how much we can take. He knows how far he can stretch us in faith. So we must walk in obedience to the leadership of the Holy Spirit, leading God, directing and ordaining our footsteps. Godly wisdom, it protects us from various sources of wickedness. As believers of Christ, evil is ever so present in any form, and it is very dangerous in any situation, in a harmless and destructive ways. So when we ought to reject, we as God's people, we ought to reject evil and flee from it whenever possible. In Proverbs 14, verse 16, it says, a wise man feared and departed from evil, but the fool, he rages and is self-confident, seeking godly wisdom and decision-making. As a child of God, is only, it will help you instead of hurt you. So child of God, any person who tempts you to sin is not a friend of yours. He or she wants to lead you into a situation that will ultimately cause you loss or harm. A word to the wise, don't be closely associated with those who has ungodly lifestyle that means you no good. In the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 33, it says, be not deceived. Evil company corrupts good manner, good habits. Hallelujah. Many people live according to the impulse of their emotions. And for what feels good is not always beneficial for our being. Instead, we are called as God's children to trust the Holy Spirit for guidance rather than our own desire, our feelings, and our impulse. In Proverbs 28, verse 26 says, he that trusteth in his own heart is a fool, but whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. Seeking godly counsel in decision making. Believers of Christ, you are extremely important and loved by God. The Father loves you. He values you, and he desires to have a close relationship with you, an intimate one. God has a specific plan for each and every believer in life. These facts should give you confidence in a strong self-image of knowing that God be for you, who or what can be against you. Here in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 32 through 34, it says, "Now therefore, hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my door, at the very core of our self-image. Is the desire to be loved and regarded as lovable." You see, only God can fully satisfy that need, that void in our lives. When we accept the fact that God loves us unconditionally, we have the foundation for healthy and godly self-esteem. Having a proper health and love for yourself leads to generosity and selflessness. It also fills you with confidence to move against the tide of unpopular opinions when necessary. God's opinion about you is all that matters. God will provide for those of us who are his children, not simply for our own enjoyment, but also to enable our generosity to help others in need. So seeking godly wisdom in decision making. Godly wisdom save us from many difficulties in this life. It equips us to handle different situations and circumstances, and it positions us to receive eternal reward. Godly living is characterized by healthy living and men of days seeking godly wisdom in decision making. People who walk in wisdom utilize their time carefully because they view every day as valuable. They seek to use their gifts, their talent, and other resources for God's glory and his purpose. You see, your best decision reflects your values in life. Believers of Christ, our best decisions are birthed in an atmosphere of prayer. Yes, the word says for us to pray always. Hallelujah. To pray when things are good, when things are not so good, to pray at all times, not always audibly, but keep having a mind on prayer, meditating on the word of God on a daily basis. So you as a child of God should recognize that God, our Father, as a partner in the decision-making process and in prayer is your way of acknowledging your Heavenly Father in all ways and business. Remember, prayer is our lifeline to finding and fulfilling God's perfect will in all we say and do. Also, your best decision come by taking wisdom from others that have walked a path that God may be leading you to walk this night and forevermore. Hallelujah. Seeking godly decisions seeking godly wisdom in decision making is what we have talked about tonight. We just hope and pray that through reading the Word of God, that in teaching the Word of God tonight, that you have God blessed. We just hope and pray there's something that we say that you can use for encouragement and exhortation in your life. Until we meet again, thank God for the privilege of doing this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for joining us on this Friday evening. We pray that something will say that you'll be able to apply to your life and share with others. Please feel free to share the number 347-826-9424 with your friends and family and invite them to join us every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Should you need to contact Apostle Tebow or myself, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. God bless you. Have a great weekend. God loves you, and so do we. And we look forward to being with you again, the Lord willing, on Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless you.